Right, well, also this week, there's been a very exciting paper published in the journal PNAS this week by Paul Lichtenstein and his colleagues. They're at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden. And basically, they've found the genetic key to a happy marriage. And it's all down to a gene which, in fact, was first flushed out from voles, those tiny rodents. There are several species of these voles. There's one called the prairie vole. And these are a bit like swans and geese. They have one partner for life, so they're very monogamous. But there's another species of vole, which is called the montane vole, which is much more footloose and fancy-free. These voles will mate with literally anything. And researchers have found that the reason for the difference in these voles is a gene called arginine vasopressin receptor 1A. It's a receptor, a chemical docking station for a chemical called AVP, arginine vasopressin. And what they found is that if you put the gene from the prairie vole, in other words, the one which is very monogamous, into the brains of the ones that are not very monogamous, then you can turn these footloose and fancy-free voles into monogamous voles. So it shows that there's a genetic basis for this. So what this group of researchers have now done is to say, well, is the same true in humans? So they went looking at the human equivalent of this gene they found in the voles, and it turns out that there are various forms of this gene. There, in this particular study, they looked at 552 men in Sweden, and they found that there were 11 different forms of the gene in those people. But one particular form of the gene, which is an allele called 334, that one, which was carried by about 40% of the people in the study, was strongly linked to marital disharmony and imminent divorce proceedings, and also people not being married. And what they've actually found, in fact, is that if people carry two copies of this particular form of the gene, so you have one gene from your father, one from your mother, if you've got both of your copies of the gene of this unusual allele, then what that means is you're actually half as likely to be married to your partner. You're much more likely to be cohabiting with them. And also you're twice as likely to have faced divorce proceedings in the last 12 months. So these 34% of people who had two copies of this gene had a sort of marital crisis in the last 12 months, compared with only about 16% of people who had either one copy of it or no copies of this gene. And why the researchers are saying this is important is not only should you perhaps be genetically testing your potential marital partner before you get married to them, but also it does hold the key to our understanding of human sociality, because people who have very altruistic behaviour tend to have less of this particular gene, so they're more likely to care about other people. Also, people who have autism seem to over-inherit. There seems to be an over-representation of this particular form in people who have autism. And of course, people with autism have a problem relating to other people's emotions. So it does all kind of fit together. So it's amazing to think that the voles have given us the clues to how we ourselves behave.
It's quite, for me, it really blows my mind that we can look into our genes and just pick out something that's just so inherent in our behaviour like that. And it's also in the moles. Absolutely incredible. But, sorry, voles.